Dr. Pordelli, Happy New Year. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks so much for being with us. And here's our question to callers. How are you feeling about the economy as 2014 kicks off? Feeling more optimistic or not? What's your story? What's your situation? What are your financial goals for the new year? Is getting your financial house in order your New Year's resolution? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The phone lines are back up and running this morning here on First Coast Connect. Give us a call at 549-2937. That's 549-2937. Send your emails to First Coast Connect at WJCT.org. Tweets to at Melissa in Jax. You can also weigh in on our First Coast Connect Facebook page. Just like that page and talk to us there. So, Dr. Pordelli, for the first time since 2007, 6 years, it's looking as though 2014, the economic indicators are pretty bright for a change. That's what some analysts are saying this New Year's week. Your thoughts? Do you agree with that?
I do agree, Melissa. In general, there is a sense of optimism toward 2014. As you pointed out, leading economic indicators and economic indicators in general give us a sense that 2014, the outlook for 2014, will be a healthy, positive outlook.
And what's driving the recovery? It's been such a dismal half a decade, honestly. And finally now, we heard this somewhat last year, but this year it seems as though we're turning the corner more strongly, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I think since 1950s, we've had almost 10 recessions. Recessions have been very short in terms of duration and intensity. But the 2007 recession possibly was the worst of all recessions that we've had in the past because of intensity and its length. It took us about 2 years to get out of that recession. One of the things that makes us more optimistic and about the state of the economy in 2014 is that the global financial crisis are fading away. In addition, if we look at how the U.S. economy is performing, last year our growth rate was about 1.7%.
Modest growth.
Very modest growth. This year, probably in 2014, we are expecting that our growth rate to be around 2.4%.
Although, still not huge, but better.
Exactly. The economy is growing and it's expanding. However, the expansion actually is below average because for the past six decades, we have been experiencing about 3.2% growth per year. Therefore, although the economy is expanding, but the growth is below below average. But all the indications are telling us that in 2014 and 15, we will definitely we'll get back to normal, which is about 3% or more.
What we've experienced before the recession took hold. And we'll go to your calls in just a moment as we're kicking off the new year here on First Coast Connect with a look ahead to the 2014 economic forecast. What are your questions? What are your financial goals for the year? Your New Year's resolutions when it comes to your money? We'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937. So, Dr. Pordelli, this is measured from new home starts, sales of cars, hiring, the stock market. Those are the main criteria that economists use to try to get their finger on where we are. Yeah?
Correct. Exactly. In addition to the fact that the economy is growing and is expanding in terms of GDP, but we expect the inflation rate to be below 2%, probably about 1.6% for 2014. And this is below the Federal Reserve's target. In addition, we expect monetary policy to remain accommodating and easy because inflation rate is down and unemployment rate still is not back to full employment. As long as inflation rate is low and still we have 10, 11 million unemployed, the policy will remain easy and accommodating.
And so that's likely to continue for a while. The monetary policy the Fed has had for years, the printing money, essentially, flooding the market with money.
Exactly. I think there is some concern that the Fed will scale back in terms of purchase of securities. But I'm convinced that the easy money policy will remain in place for 2014 and even probably by half, I guess by mid-2015, still government will have an easy money policy, the Federal Reserve. Therefore, that's a good sign because monetary policy, a lot of people don't realize that has five stages. There is this concern that we are getting back to a more tight policy, but one stage is aggressive easy money policy, then easy money policy neutral, then restrictive and aggressive restrictive. Today, we are at stage one. Even if Fed begins to scale back in terms of purchasing securities, still, we probably will move from stage one to stage two, which is an easy money policy. Therefore, that's good news in terms of housing, in terms of...
In terms of people being able to get a loan to buy a house, buy a car.
Exactly, exactly. Actually, this is... all the statistics and data suggests that home prices are up, employment is improving at the national level and local level. Therefore, in that sense... the economy is doing much better than we expected.
And let's go to your calls right now as we kick off the new year here on First Coast Connect with a look at the 2014 economic forecast. Things are finally looking up. Are they looking up for you? Give us a call. Share your stories with us and your questions. 549-2937. Let's begin with Nick on the North Side. Hi, Nick. Happy New Year.
Same to you. I guess I'm still a little bit concerned because the one thing, if you look historically at this economic downturn, following the Great Depression, which was a very similar situation as to what we have in 2007, basically it was a crisis caused mostly by the financial industry and by borrowing. Now we find ourselves, and after the Great Depression, there was a resolve among the American people to change the economic system. There was a safety net put in place. Mm. There were a lot of things with the minimum wage, Social Security, and so on and so forth. And you also saw a reining in of Wall Street. Now, here we if you fast forward to 2007, there is no resolve. I mean, basically, you have this problem with the Republican Party, who may end up gaining the Senate and seats in the House in 2014, whereas in 19, following the Great Depression, they were swept out of power, and we had reasonable, regulation of Wall Street, and we had a safety net put in place, and there is no resolve today. People just don't have make the connection between Wall Street, the need to regulate, and the need for a safety net, as we did after the Great Depression.
That's Nick on the North Side. Thanks for the call, Nick. Dr. Pordelli, have we learned any lessons from the financial crisis? Could we make the same mistakes again?
I think we definitely have learned a lot from our past recession, this recession of 2007. I think our caller is correct that obviously sometimes we don't learn from history, but I guess we learned a lot from the Great Depression, and Ben Bernanke was our guest here at Jacksonville University a year and a half ago.
The Fed chair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he pointed out was that a lot of people criticized him for using a very a sort of an aggressive, easy policy.
What they call quantitative easing.
Exactly, exactly. Quantitative easing and bailing out some of our obviously major companies and financial institutions, the auto industry, and so on and so forth. He mentioned that he his basically dissertation was on the Great Depression, and he felt that we have now all those safety basically mechanisms in place to do whatever is necessary to stabilize the economy. Therefore, I personally believe that government did an excellent job through sort of an expansionary fiscal policy, and in particular, an easy money policy to get us out of this recession.
What about the caller's concerns about whether or not Wall Street is has a strong enough regulatory framework?
Yeah, it's just I agree with the caller, but remember that these things will take time, and we are and government is doing everything they can do to make sure that reforms are in place, but the impact will be seen basically maybe 5-10 years from today. I think I'm more optimistic about the regulatory environment
than you were, really.
Exactly.
You could make this is more a political question than an economic one. You could make the argument that the leadership of both parties is culpable when it comes to the excesses of Wall Street, because they've both taken a lot of money from Wall Street.
Sure.
You know?
Yes.
That's certainly part of the equation.
Yeah, I think one of the basically concerns that we have is the inability of parties to work together. The fiscal drag, basically, in my opinion, one of the factors that caused our economy to grow, but by less than 2%. The sequester and the government shutdown crisis that we had to go through didn't help us.
No, not at all.
Exactly. And also that kind of the inability of our, I guess, politicians to work together doesn't help at all. Because what we need today is more confidence for consumers and for investors.
And let's go back to your calls and comments. Are you feeling more confident about the economy and your prospects in 2014 than you were last year? What are your thoughts? 549-2937 to join the conversation here on First Coast Connect. Marie on the South Side has been holding. Marie, Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too. And, yes, I would like to believe it's getting better, but with so much corruption in Washington and the corporations, and there's just a few responsible journalists that you can trust. There's one, Tom Hartman. He wrote a book, The Plot to Destroy America, The Crash of 2016. He's one of the few responsible journalists that wrote that book. And there's only a handful of honest politicians left in Washington. So much as I would like to believe it's getting better, it's just, I don't know. I think we need to do a heck of a lot more than what we're doing.
Marie, okay. Thanks for the call. Lots of cynicism out there as we start off the new year, Dr. Portelli.
Sure, but I think in aggregate, I'm more optimistic that ultimately, at the end of the day, we can resolve our differences. And we have already seen that in Washington. And I think some of the crisis that we've had in 2013 and 2012, I think are behind us in terms of fiscal drag, in terms of financial crisis. And although the economy is growing slowly, but we are just moving in the right direction. And hopefully the politics in Washington won't be a drag in 2014.
549-2937 as we kick off the new year here on First Coast Connect with a look ahead to the 2014 economic forecast. It's a brighter one than what we've heard from in years. Let's go to Chris in Arlington. Hello, Chris. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. Hopefully it will be that way. My question, I'm hearing about the Federal Reserve, and there's legislation that passed in the House Senate that's overwhelmingly both Democrat and Republican, or 100 Democrats signed on to it to audit the Federal Reserve. Institution's been in place for 100 years, and they've totally destroyed the dollar, and a miserable job out of that. And we're trying to put through that Janet Yellen is going to continue these miserable monetary policies, not be heard on until Fed is audited. I can't think of any other organization that's been around 100 years that has not been audited other than the Mafia.
You think the Fed should be audited?
Absolutely. Must be audited. How can the American people know what's going on until it is? Any corporation must be audited in order to be successful. It is not federal. It's privately held. It's not a system. It's a cartel of small, powerful bankers. And it's not a reserve. I mean, they use fractional reserves. I mean, if everybody went to a bank and deposit all their money, there would not be enough money for the deposit. They're only required to hold 10% of deposits in cash. So it's a total fallacy. It's not federal. It's not a reserve. And it's not a system.
That's Chris in Arlington. And Chris, thank you for that. Chris, his points have been echoed by many critics of the Fed, I think it's fair to say, and the way they've responded to this deep recession. Mm-hmm. What about that? Does the Fed need more oversight?
possibly, but one of the benefits of having the Federal Reserve system in place is that one of the benefits of monetary policy is the fact that it is independent of politics. And if we basically take that away, monetary policy will not be as effective as it is today. Although monetary policy has its own difficulties, but that's one of the major advantages of monetary policy over fiscal policy. However, I agree with the caller. Maybe the system needs more accountability and oversight.
And who would provide that oversight? Who would watch the watchdog of our public money?
Sure, exactly. Probably. See, every time we go through a major recession like this one that we have gone through, we learn from it, and maybe in the next few years we may have policies in place to look at actions of the Federal Reserve and make decisions that can improve their operation as well.
Let's go to Tiffany at the beaches. Hey, Tiffany, how are you? How are things at the beach? Oh, Happy New Year.
Good morning. Other than super rainy, they're wonderful.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just calling. I own a small flower shop at the beach, and I have to tell you that October and November, our regular sales just came to a screeching halt. We were busy with weddings, but our normal business was just not there, and I just have the opinion that the government shutdown really had people frightened and frozen. But I have to say, on a happy note for the new year, December was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's good at least. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I really felt a good increase, you bet. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. So there's a real-world example of how the political dysfunction really did affect real people and real businesses, at least anecdotally.
Yeah. I think I agree with the caller, Melissa. Among all the positive things that we see, all the good news and positive economic indicators that we see, definitely the politics in Washington didn't help. The fiscal drag and government shutdown, sequester, all of that basically scaled back this economic growth. Some actually project that this political crisis that we had to go through caused the economy anywhere between half to one percentage point, which is significant.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully in 2014, that crisis is behind us.
We can only hope. But in the meantime, it's nice to start the year off with some good news. Dr. Pordelli, Happy New Year to you, and thanks for joining the program.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for having me.